Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
It's The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Kayla counted us down from across the hall.
Can I get my line?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Boom. Kayla
told
is
us hair, makeup, get ready.
Kayla, by the way, is just in case you're wondering why she doesn't sit on a lot of 24/7s, is she's doing other stuff.
Yeah,
she's, you know,
she's holding this place together over there. Technically,
40 radio stations, yeah. I think, you know, all that kind of stuff. So
she's
that's
working.
What she's doing. Yeah. So, yeah, everybody thinks it's kind of funny. You know, people's perception of what happens in a radio studio and what really happens in a radio studio are two totally different things.
Oh, yeah. They're like, what do you mean you're not out at 10? I'm like, it's 2 in the afternoon. I'm just getting out of this place some days. It's like,
look,
what the heck?
Not the hardest job in the world.
No.
But it isn't an easy job. I'll just say that.
And there's other things to do.
Yeah. Some guy the other day was like, you know, and there are days when, you know, everything's cool and great, and this guy picked the wrong day.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, all right.
And he was like, you know, it's fucking, you know, fucking easy. You know, you got it easy. He's giving me shit. Like, I'm like, I didn't, dude, I'm just, you know,
yeah.
I just want to do my thing. And he's like, really, seriously, it's a friggin' easy job. And you guys make it sound like it's, I'm like, okay. I'm not going to argue.
What did he do, the guy?
Nothing. He was just kind of busting balls.
No. Like, what did he do for a living?
Oh, I didn't. You know what? I didn't want to get into that.
I don't want to do that.
Laura has already attacked enough of our listeners what they do for a living.
She made a comment to some guy who happened to be a concrete worker, and he called and he texted and made fun of himself all the time, going, us dumb concrete guys. And Laura's like, I didn't say that.
He said something to me about it. Being, because I said I was cold or something in the studio or whatever. And he's like, I'm out here cold every day doing concrete work. And I go, I chose to be inside working on the radio and not doing concrete being cold.
Right.
So I don't feel like I should be cold in here. And he thought I've been crapping on him ever since.
No, he's funny. That guy's funny.
Because
he was joking back and forth. But this guy, I don't even know where I was. I think it was at a bar, and I'm acquainted with him, but it wasn't like a stranger.
Yeah.
And do you ever have a day where you just don't want to break balls?
Yeah.
I just don't want to. I didn't want to. You know, I wasn't a dick about it.
Shut up.
But I was just like,
just shut up.
Oh God.
Sometimes you go home and you just say that.
You know.
Not today.
Yeah. But anyway, so a lot of stuff goes on behind the scenes. We usually have other work to do and stuff. So there's that. Right, Kelly?
Right. Damn right.
Damn right, Kelly.
You think these tickets get to people by themselves?
That's right. They don't.
Nope,
they don't.
I'm logging them right now.
Oh, I will say, I'm very happy to have this job. I don't know if there's another job that I could do. So it is what it is. I'm very happy to have it. So there that is.
I know I couldn't do concrete. I know that.
You know what I couldn't do? I couldn't do stand-up comedy.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it. No.
I could train you. Yeah, and I'll tell you why I say that. I went and watched your speech. I know what you're doing here, but I went and watched your photography speech.
Mm-hmm.
You were pretty funny, man.
No, thanks. Thank you.
It was fun.
Yeah, but...
You commanded that audience. You had the skill set.
Yeah, I know how to speak.
And there's definitely jokes.
I've seen you. Mm. I have friends that are comedians. Marley.
Sure.
Larry. Guys you got to know.
Yeah.
I can't do that. That is an art. When every word that you say makes a difference.
Yes.
In a joke, a success or a failure of a joke.
Yes.
I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good.
But you know how to do it.
Yeah.
It's just a different.
Mm-hmm.
I think it sounds fun till your joke bombs.
Yeah.
That's not the unfun part.
And the no response.
I died when Andy failed.
Yeah.
I mean,
but
that
he failed.
Hurt.
He failed at a super level. Like, if I do an hour and a couple jokes don't get there, you know, I'm either going to go home and put them on the list of get rid of these or I'm going to fix them.
Yeah,
you
know? Right.
That's not the hard part of the gig. The hard part of the gig is the ups and the downs and the travel, which I know, again, that's another thing. when you, I've tried to stop complaining about travel because most people travel once a year on a vacation.
Right.
And they, you get to go all over to, yeah, I know, but you have no idea the grind. And when you're doing it on the cheap.
It doesn't interest me.
That part's not fun,
at
man.
All. I'm 100% with you.
Now, they've destroyed the airports. The airport experience is just miserable. By the way, and this is just random, but if you're the mayor of Cleveland and they ask you to record something to put on the thing at the airport, decline. Get to the airport 2 hours early. Okay, here I am. Every 4 minutes. Hi, I'm the mayor of Cleveland. Yeah, we know. You can't sit. If you don't have a giant set of headphones like these,
right.
You cannot find a quiet place at the airport to sit and kill an hour without somebody going. And there are certain things that are not allowed inside of TSA. We know. We're already in.
Here.
You're talking to the wrong people. I heard this one at the I'm not making this up. I forget her name.
Yeah.
They were paging a woman. I want to say it was Agnes. It was an old name. With the woman who left a walker at TSA, please return to TSA. You left your walker here. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Right? 30 seconds later. Would the woman who left the walk give her a minute?
Yeah, right.
She doesn't have a walker.
It's true. I hate people that do announcements at airports. Oh, God, I can't stand
it's
them.
Insufferable.
They're insufferable.
Oh,
absolutely the worst. I hate
God. Hearing
a voice give you instructions when you're at the airport.
Hey, I'm Carrot Top, and welcome to Las Vegas International. Stop it! Stop it! Who do they have in Manchester? I mean, who's? Who would be the famous?
You know, I do it.
Do you do the Manchester one?
No, I'm the voice of the Portsmouth International Airport. Did you know that?
No, I did. I swear I didn't know that. And do you?
I'm the guy who says,
I didn't know that either.
Please do not leave your bags unattended. Yeah, I'm that guy.
I have no idea.
Hope,
I'm the PA guy.
I hope
guy.
That came with a cartoon bag of money.
I've been in there. It's funny because I've been in there when I've heard my own voice doing it. And they don't do it very often, you know, because it's not the busiest airport in the world.
Airport, yes.
But at the same time, you know, I'm kind of like it. Yeah, I did. They asked me to do it. And
I didn't know that.
You're going off and I'm going, does he know that I did the voice?
I had no idea.
But I do it hopefully in a way that isn't like the mayor of Cleveland. I don't want to sound like the mayor of Cleveland. And you didn't know? You guys didn't know?
No, I didn't
know. How would we know that? I don't. Well,
yeah, we've never been through that airport.
That airport is not.
I recorded them here.
They have very small, okay. they have a small schedule.
Maybe
there.
I didn't tell you.
Yeah.
Maybe I didn't tell you. So, okay. Well, anyway.
Put it on your LinkedIn.
LinkedIn is a cult for business people.
It
100%
is.
100% a cult for business people.
Absolutely is.
Jesus, it's the Facebook. Hey, it's my 17th work anniversary.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but it's good if you lose a job and you need to.
I would imagine it would be. Yes, I don't plan on that. But if it does happen, I will then maybe invest a little time in the LinkedIn.
On the LinkedIn.
But anyway, so I've done that. I did it a year ago, and it's kind of weird. It's weird. But.
I didn't know that.
Oh, my God. I would, if I was traveling and I heard that, I'd laugh my ass off.
I'd be recording.
I'll tell you right now, it probably would happen. You'd hear it, and it would take you a minute, I think.
Where do I know that guy?
Yeah, because it doesn't boom.
Yeah.
Right? So I think it would
take... Oh, you would hear it. You would know if it was me. Hey.
Hey, kid.
Welcome to the airport.
Over hey, chucklehead.
Yeah. Don't be an idiot.
Exactly.
Don't bring your knives. Moron.
Yeah. So there you go. Yeah, you learn something new every day. I know.
That's awesome.
The red zone is for immediate loading. Move it along, Duke.
Do not leave your bag or bags anywheres in the airport, please. Thank you.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's me. All right, so what do we have here? A couple of things that I wanted to just mention again. And it's something that I've talked about many, 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 many times, but nobody listens. And I understand it's going to be difficult, okay? Noah Kahan. Right. The guy from he graduated out of Hanover. He's a great singer-songwriter. I'm a huge fan. He's playing two shows at Fenway. Just this guy's unbelievable. Right. And there's a big story in the news today about tickets being non-transferable. A lot more artists this year, especially going through Ticketmaster, are not. You're not going to be able to transfer the tickets. I bought 4 tickets to see Noah Kahan per se. Kelly, I can't use them. I'm going to can't transfer.
Can't do it.
Cannot do it.
I think you can do it, but you have to send them a note and do it through an email or something.
It's a long process.
It is a long process. You know, comedy clubs are doing this now, too, because they're scalping those now.
A woman and her friend went through StubHub to buy 12 tickets to Khan's upcoming show in Montreal, because you go to a venue further away from you in a place like Montreal, thinking it's going to be easier to get tickets. This woman wanted to buy tickets for her birthday, 15th birthday party for their daughters, so they bought 12 tickets. They spent $10,000, the cost, including $200 in StubHub fees per ticket.
Oh, boy.
It's criminal.
So they buy the tickets. $12,000 they spent, okay? No, $10,000. Plus
$10,000 all in.
Plus, yeah, right. So she places the order. She says StubHub then tells her the tickets will be delivered by mobile transfer. And then she supplied tickets to the order, proving it, you know, blah, 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 proving that she had done it.
Mm-hmm.
And then she said, I think I might have a few extra tickets. I want to sell these back. They realize in the course of going through this that the tickets that she has cannot be transferred. And so she's screwed.
She's screwed.
And I know that for a lot of people, it's the only way they can get tickets. But the more you give business to places like StubHub and Ticket Seat Geek or whatever and all that other shit, which should be illegal because they're bending you over a table and charging you, you know, scalping fees that they call
disgusting,
you know, service fees,
venue fees.
Yep.
You know,
the more you do it, the more you're enabling this kind of thing to happen.
It's also a way to get out of paying the artists, too.
Yes,
because the artists have door deals where they get a percentage of the door,
right?
But then they put on a venue fee.
Yeah, we did we did the whole show when Springsteen was like a $5,000 ticket. Not Springsteen's fault, but Springsteen puts his show on. I'll just quickly cover this because we've done it before.
Yeah.
$150 for a Bruce Springsteen ticket. Okay, that's what it is. But yet they go on sale, they sell out in 10 minutes, right? Because these ticket agencies get people to buy them and then sell them to them, blah, blah, blah. And they end up reselling those tickets for thousands of dollars, none of which goes to Bruce.
Correct.
None of which goes to the venue that's doing the work, the promoter, the staff, the crew, nobody.
Nobody. It's all secondary market.
They have nothing to do with the concert industry. Mm. So then Springsteen's going, people are paying thousands of dollars for tickets to see me.
And
am I allowing them to get it?
Yes. Right.
Right?
Right.
But anybody who goes up against that and raises their ticket prices is an asshole.
Or if he so he's got the juice where he can say something.
Yeah.
You
know? Right.
But if you're a guy like me or somebody the next level above me who just gets into that thing where now I'm touring nationally and I'm working the smaller venues that are run by some of these ticket agencies, you can't say anything.
Dude,
you can't say anything or you're gone.
I had a friend.
The Jimmy Juice?
Yeah.
I had a friend.
Spread it around.
That bought four tickets to see Bob Marley.
Yeah.
For $600.
Yep. Fake.
And Marley was like, they weren't even real tickets.
Yeah.
They got had.
Completely fake.
So I called him and I said, my tickets are $55.
Yep.
That's what they are.
It's just
and it's the poor woman. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Luckily, I know her. We took care of her, but that's happening more and more. You can't do it.
Happens all the time.
Crazy.
And every comedy club now, if you go on their website, here's another thing. A lot of these clubs, these nightclubs, are being sold these services because they are not in the ticket business.
Yeah.
And say, look, we'll just take $3 off your ticket, and then we'll do all your ticketing, and we have this plug-and-play program that you can run your comedy club off of.
Yeah.
And then people buy into it, and then 3 weeks later they go, yeah, we had to raise the fee. It's $9 now. And now all of a sudden, you know, a $30 ticket is now $52 on a Thursday night. And they go, oh, it's kind of light tonight. Really, you think?
Yeah. Channel 5 found out a lot of people did that with the Noah Kahn tickets in Montreal and at Fenway, still for sale at StubHub. They're listed as a mobile transfer. StubHub told the television station they believe the tickets can and will be transferred for both Montreal and Fenway shows, although they didn't explain how. To say some ticket owners have already transferred tickets. They also have an email telling Johnson mobile transfer was not an option, was sent by mistake. So there's all kinds of confusion. The problem is you buy all these tickets, you spend all this money, and then you're screwed.
Yeah. There's also, whenever they put a TV camera in front of your face,
oh, yeah,
there's always all kinds of confusion.
Hank Phillippe Ryan.
She's on it.
Hank Phillippe Ryan.
She's going to shut you down.
Kick your ass.
I remember that. One of those shows, we're going to find out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Channel 7, man. They went in and kick ass. They had the I-Team. No, that was Channel 4. Channel 4 had the I-Team.
I don't know, but Hank Phillippe Ryan, she was all business.
Yeah, she was on Tamron Hall. A couple weeks ago. Oh,
yeah. Was she really?
Yeah, yeah, we pointed her out. She has a book out.
Yeah, that's
she wrote
right.
a novel.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So be careful of that, all right? For a lot of shows, make sure you do your research.
And go to the artist's website, no matter what. They will have the legit link to the venue.
Laura, how many times have I said that?
Forever, Greg.
Thank you.
Yep.
The artist
and
or the venue.
And I don't care, even if you're coming to my show.
Yeah.
Not Springsteen's show.
Mm-hmm.
Coming to my show, short money, still go to my website and drive that traffic that way, because you know that I won't put a fake link on, and so go from those links. But don't Google, where do I get ZZ Top tickets? You're gonna pay for those.
Google is guilty in this mix.
They are good. They're getting paid.
When you Google Bank NH Pavilion,
yeah.
The first five things that show up are not.
And that is.
And they're getting paid.
That should be ludicrous.
When Andy here came in and was talking about that, it was just.
It made me sick to my stomach.
Right.
That happens. Yeah. That is going on.
Don't Google Amazon customer service either. Just say that.
That's how you got hit. That was the beginning of the scam.
Yeah.
You got locked in. And that was time. What was the bill there? How much? Overall?
Well, started out at 15. Ended up costing me another 9. Got it all back. Luckily.
Yeah, you did.
It only cost me about 9.
But
10.
Wasn't it up around 30 collected together?
Yes.
Yeah.
$30,000 scam right there. You didn't know about that?
Mm-mm.
Oh, they got caught in a scam.
Christmas. It was like...
It was a very rough Christmas because they were very afraid.
Christmas.
Stressful.
Yep.
Ooh.
30 grand. And guess what? They got every penny back.
We're so lucky. No, 95% of people don't get their
money. We brought in the
Hank Phillippe Ryan?
No, the DOJ, the New Hampshire DOJ, district attorney. And he came in and he said, less than 1% of people get their money back on scams.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
All because he had somebody fraudulent charge and he... Amazon Support Center.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing that popped up in Google was total scam. So he called them.
I called them. They didn't call me. They can't be a scam. I called them.
Yeah.
I didn't call
but anybody could put a fake phone number up there.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
But then it got linked to Laura because they needed to verify his identity.
So
they called Laura.
They called me. And I hear Kelly calls me and is like, they're going to call you because I had some fraudulent charges. They need to confirm that this is really my account, blah, blah. Okay. They call me. I can hear Kelly on the phone with them on the other line. So I'm like, this is legit. Kelly called me. I can hear him. So I start talking to them. Sure enough, they're wiping out my account. Wake up the next morning, over $9,000 is out of my
account. How'd they get your account number?
Because
I called what I thought was Amazon customer service. They said, let's look at your Venmo because they usually get you Venmo first.
In my checking
account. Who was your last Venmo transaction? My friend Laura Boyce. Call... So
then my checking account's hooked up to my Venmo.
Mm.
I'm hearing all this shit, and I am getting terrified, and I'm getting sick. Scotty and I, sick to our stomachs hearing the story.
They were nervous about bringing it up. We left here after they brought it up, and Greg called me on the way home, and he's like,
I'm sick to my stomach.
Dude, I'm sick to my stomach. And I'm like, I feel like I'm going to throw up.
Yeah.
And now,
a month.
Still to it has scared me to like, I want to know if that website's real. I want somebody else to check it. But I'm not putting any information in until I know.
Jimmy, it was, they had to decide whether or not they wanted to talk about it. Because
it took us a while.
Because A, they wanted to make sure they were whole. But B, it's embarrassing, right?
Sure.
You're like, look at what
you feel like you get scammed. Yeah.
It's a simple mistake that you made that led to something. Kelly, I can't even fathom
how
you felt.
Picking it
Plus,
up.
Plus then I was feeling... really guilty about getting Laura involved.
That's what I mean. That's what I mean.
And then because the last transaction on my Venmo was my sister.
Yeah.
They got her.
I can tell you right now, because I've Venmoed you money. When you do stuff on Venmo, I can see who you're giving money to.
Yeah.
That you should be all private.
You can set it to private.
Yeah. You have to click it every single time.
No, you don't. You just have to set your thing to private. Believe me, I play in a poker group with a bunch of crazy comedians, and we send $5 around to each other all night.
Right.
And with messages that would cancel all of us.
Yes, right.
private.
And everybody, two of them are teachers, and they got to change their, everything is private. But I hate the fact that everywhere you go, the other day I was trying to get something. They're like, all right, well, we'll text you. And, you know, you're not getting my phone.
Right.
I don't want, you know.
I don't give it out.
I don't have any banking information on my phone.
Yeah.
I'm down to one credit card, and that's only Amex because they'll cover no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But I don't even keep money in my checking account because I am afraid that they will get that.
You're one step away from my dad. Government's going to find out what I'm ordering.
So when I was figuring it out,
about this morning, though, we were talking about the government. I mean, not the government, but the Toyota ratting out on me, going, Jimmy's driving like a jackass on 101. And all of New England go, well, yeah, we know that.
Yeah, you're right.
It's so hard.
I will say that out of all the things that we've done a lot of things through the years, the response that we got to these guys admitting that, talking about it, and making people aware of how easy it is to fall on scams, to fall for scams was off the chart.
Yes.
Off the chart, because I know a woman that got hit for $8,000.
Yep.
And she went and got iTunes gift cards,
mm-hmm.
thinking that what they said made sense.
Yeah.
Hey, we think we know who's going to get it, but this is what we got to do to get them. Mm-hmm. We got to hook them this way. You got to go out and get these cards. Then we'll nail the
check
guy.
Check that one on my list. I did that.
Yeah.
67 Bronco for 10 grand. Are you kidding me? Gift cards. Yeah. It's got to be legit.
Oh, phenomenal.
I'm petrified of my mother-in-law.
Yeah.
You know?
Uh-huh.
Because the family decided a couple of years ago to get her an iPhone, and she calls my wife every night with a tech question about the iPhone. And I go, she's going to get scammed.
My dad just got a new computer, and I had to go over with him about email. I'm like, don't respond to anything.
He's a big fan of some of those websites.
If your account, no, I said, no, because they'll say like, hey.
I got a girl from Thailand here. What do I do?
No. Can you get me Kelly's credit card number?
No.
It's stuff about a woman in a box here.
No. He's like, I haven't. Apparently, there's a fee I owe Amazon. I'm like, Dad, you're not an Amazon member.
Yeah.
So you don't. Or the U.S. Post Office has a package. Click this link. I'm like, don't click anything.
Amazon. AMIZON.
Yeah. Oh Jesus
oh, boy.
Christ. Awful. Yeah. All right. Anyway, well, yeah, that's what we got for you today. I had something else, but we don't have time.
Before you get to that, if you get a second, go to jimmydunn.com and sign up for that newsletter. I promise you I won't scam you.
I promise.
Swear I ain't going to rip you off.
Yeah, go to mortybuzz.com. You're already there if you're listening to this. So, all right. Well, anyway, Jimmy, as always, good to see you, man.
Pleasure. Thank you for having me.
So be careful out there, kids. Be careful with the concert tickets and stuff. Be on the lookout for that. The more the big shows get announced, the more that's going to happen again this year. So, I don't know. It hurts that people get taken advantage of like that. It's a ridiculous industry. It should be fixed. But anyway, have a great day. We'll see you all tomorrow. Okay? See ya.
Bye.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.